latest from ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A double victory for supporters of same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court has ruled that a key provision of the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional, and the justices let stand a lower court ruling which tossed out California's Proposition 8, a voter-approved ban on gay and lesbian. Ratner at the Supreme Court with more on the first ruling.
The Supreme Court ruled that same-sex couples are deprived of equal treatment under over 1,000 federal laws. Require couples to Kennedy's court opinion says that
allowed here in California. Some in this crowd have been hugging, some even crying. Ryan is here.
Great news for the country, the state of California. So here's the state tonight
to move forward with gay marriage. It will likely be allowed to resume in about a month. Alex Stone, ABC News, in San Francisco City Hall.
The decision comes from the county and the city from the state to get
a
move.
Today is the day. Today is my wicked
day.
That's
the band that I love.
You know I'm
Mary,
when the bell is
in
the
hall
and the writer
in a wrong world.
The work of God. Multiple gunshot attacks on this. One shot was fired in the middle of the day. This is a 17-year-old
grateful heart.
Grateful
going back to my victim thing, you caused me a lot of misery. And also, $2,700 in doggy fees. And all it took was one container of dynamite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old Sophie Terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back. And she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. The dermatologist would tell you, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And the night that came up on my radio, dynamite.
D-I-N-O-T-I-T.
I get a dynamite after 5 weeks. And one morning there was nothing there, and I'm like, oh my God, she's all clean. It wasn't one blood on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bone-free, pimple-free, shiny. She has turned our lives around. So thank you very much for dynamite. I couldn't be happier. Dynamite is the bomb.
happens in sports. We also have some sort of anger and anger in play spaces that we have in 2 days here. We also have sponsorships. We also have sponsorships that John Hughes back in the car. So for $50, local companies that have
September 12th through the 13th at the Covelli Center in Youngstown. For more information, contact the Regional Chamber at 330-744-2131, extension 21. Patrick Crane of the law firm Bracewell & Giuliani is joining the ranks of Chesapeake Energy as its new Chief Compliance Officer. Of the appointment, Chesapeake's new CEO, Doug Lawler, said, quote, "I want to thank Steve Dixon for leading the initiative to bring Patrick on board to augment our company-wide compliance efforts. Our senior leadership team and board of directors are committed to further enhancing the effectiveness of our regulatory and legal compliance, and I look forward to working with Patrick in this important area." Before entering private practice, Crane served with the SEC and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. And XTO Energy, a subsidiary of ExxonMobil, has begun processing gas at its new facility in Butler County, PA. 40 miles of pipeline are connected to the 340-acre plant, which is fed by two compressor stations and treats 125 million cubic feet of gas per day. XTO will employ 15 permanent employees to run the plant. With this week's Drilling Down Report, I'm Michael Moliterno.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Where do you find the best-selling brand in Northeast Ohio? At your local Ford dealer. The totally redesigned Fusion. Now just sign and drive away in a new Fusion with no cash due at signing. Visit drive1ohio.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
This time it's personal. Tune in to News Talk 600 WSOM for the local talk show that stimulates your mind and relates to you. Weekdays from noon to 3, Afternoons with Tracy and Friends engages the Valley in conversation about everything from local issues to important global topics. Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Personal talk that keeps you thinking. Weekdays from noon to 3. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're here live on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. How are you? I hope everybody can hear me up here, and I am having some computer problems again today, but that's okay. We're here live talking to you on WSOM 600 AM and on WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio, and very soon to be on Blog Talk Radio here in a few minutes, as soon as we can get everything started here. Giving me the blues here today, but that's okay. We'll work it out. We'll be up and running soon, if not already, on the internet. Well, this is Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the air chair, and we're talking about the Supreme Court decisions today that for all believers in traditional marriage, you lost today. That's what happened. Nothing you can do with this one right now. And I don't know. Here goes the thing. What are you going to do anyway? I don't think you can do anything with it. And the bottom line is, you know, we're trying to figure out what, you know, what took place, what rulings were what, how did they get started, and there's nothing you can say. But I want to know what you feel like, so give me a call here at 330-781-9600. 334, are you live? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was just, you know, I didn't really find out what happened with the court until you just said it a second ago. But, I mean, that's, you know, I was listening to Adrian Rogers yesterday. I don't know if you're familiar
with
him.
Very familiar, yes.
Yeah, he was just talking about the country and where it's going. And, I mean, that's just a sad day. I mean, I honestly don't even have – I mean, we got the type of president that – I think is in the closet himself, but that's another story. But I think he's you know, that he's kind of facilitated that. And I think a country that does that gets the wrath. I mean, when I say wrath, I mean not just on homosexual marriage, but just on a lot of different things. This country has just dropped the ball morally. And I feel like in order to stand up and say something morally, it seems to be, you know, you're a bad guy, you're stupid, I mean, this country gets what it deserves. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but it's going down a road that, you know, I know we're not going to come back from. I mean, the chances of us coming back is rare unless some sort of persecution, something major happens, which, you know, which may be good. But right now, I don't see anything but, you know, deceit and evil. I mean, I know people don't like that word, but that's, I mean, there's a such thing as evil.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so I mean,
I hear you,
to me,
and
I'm
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly that morally we have lost it because, and you have to see the human side of it too, which I understand. These people believe a certain thing about themselves. They believe that they are, you know, what they are, and so you can't really fault them for that. You can't fault them for that, and so it's going to be, you know, we're going to see what happens with all of this, and see whether you know, if this is going to have any type of bearing on peace when it comes between these two crowds. And I don't think it will, because they keep saying that now you're going to be normal. I listened to the broadcast this morning, and they were saying, well, now you're going to be just as normal as we are, and this, that, and the other. But you're never going to be normal, because you can't be normal. This is not a normal thing. And, yeah, thank you. But, hold on, 334. Local caller, you're on the air.
Yes, how you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to cut this short. I just want to say that I guess people, they've been watching TV, but I guess they ain't been reading through the messages. I've been invited to the White House to show them with the guarantee that afterwards something is going to happen. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bro. All righty. Anyway, the situation is that they believe what they believe, and if they believe that they are, a couple, and if they believe that they should have certain rights, we're not going to be able to change that in them. They're going to be dead set on this. And so I'm not mad at them, because this is their reality.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you something, because I see what you're saying. I really, to me, I have nothing I can say to a person who wants to be homosexual. That's what you want to do. I have a problem with the church. I have a problem with us not really knowing and preaching the truth. And I have a problem with most people. You talking about what 80% upwards of 80% or more of this country claims to be Christian, yet they don't understand the seriousness of letting an ideology like that flourish. Because if it flourishes, by default you have to question what our doctrine tells us. So you have to. I mean, there's no way you can say two men can be married and turn around and say Jesus. You just can't. I mean, I don't care. You got
no.
A few knuckleheads out there that may say it, but for 90% of real true Bible believing people are going to say that this is what. So I have a problem with the church in that we have gay choir directors, gay this, gay people, and we don't really address the truth. We're more so concerned about the collection plate. We're more so concerned about wealth and prosperity and health and all speak it, name it, claim it. But we're not really, most people, you can't get them to go in the Bible and show you where this is wrong. And why should you, as a Christian, stand up and defend the truth? Why should I? I mean, I don't, as long as I'm going to heaven, that's how most people are. So it's really on the church. Is an indictment of the type of church, because they say that with salt of the earth, you're a preservative. You're supposed to hold back rot, and they're not holding back. Well, you're losing your purpose, which is what it says. You just to be trampled on, because you really are not holding back the rot and corruption that's coming forth. You're kind of ushering it forward. So I have a major problem with. That's who I got a problem with. I mean, look. People are going to be people. They're going to do what they do. So we can't stop that. But I feel like we should have stood up more, and we didn't. We didn't. And then when they stand up, you don't just scream and say people are going to hell. That's not wisdom. That's just stupid.
No. And the thing is, I'm more or less I'm letting it go. I'm going to stand on the side and watch them go. So that's where I think we have a huge problem. There is a huge disconnect with the church, because a lot of the church, especially the black church, voted this president in. This president has been unprecedented in fomenting high black unemployment. He has taken huge amounts of money out of the middle class, and yet these people still clamor at his feet as if he's the savior. And I cannot get to that. That's what bothers me mostly.
But you have to look up the definition of stupid, Jeff. Like when people, when you get on Facebook and say that, well, people, I know people in a business. I have a friend of mine that said, I know people in a business, they're struggling because of Obamacare. It's kicking their butt. And then people come
back.
You're
muffling.
But they're,
people come back and say, well, they're lying. Obamacare doesn't kick in 2014.
Then you deal with people that just aren't educated enough to even. That's the problem too. I mean, we're dealing on two fronts.
Right.
I mean, people just
right
enough to say, well, they're paying their taxes already, but people don't understand that. So half the people that voted for him are, they're just waiting to get in line to go get some free whatever they want to get. I mean, that's just about money. And when you get like that, we got too many people like that. So that's what's going to destroy the country. Is the people, it's not even the politicians. The people want this stuff done. So when the people want it done, they have to take the blame when it goes under. It can't be racism. It can't be this. It can't be that. You have to be willing to accept responsibility for wanting all this stuff. And that's the problem.
Yeah, I got you. I don't think it's so much that they're looking for free stuff. Some of them are, there's no doubt. But the middle class and upper class people aren't in line for any free stuff that voted for this man. They look at him as being a savior. And you have to understand that they think that he is a continuation of Martin Luther King. That's why they're so messed up about this one provision out of the Voting Rights Act.
Savior of what, though? That's what you got to ask yourself.
Of the black community. Of the black community.
Okay,
they don't care what it
looks
like.
And what does that mean? What does that mean?
What does it mean to them?
To them, what does it mean?
They think he's there to even all scores.
Okay,
and
so when
what?
You even score, that means you're going to have to come take something, raise taxes, and give, redistribute, basically socially. That's so when I say free stuff, that's what I'm talking about. They're thinking he's going to come in, take it from this person, as if, okay, they you know, if you believe your ideology, all these evil white people have been running this country for the last 200 and some years. All of a sudden, this so-called black man gets in there, and now you bend over and grab the ankles as if everything's going to just go different. It just don't make sense to me.
Well, but the thing is that's what was sold, and that was what played in on the stage. And the thing is it played on the stage very well. And even though you even had the CBC just before the election was upset with him, and then and he tells them, put on, you know, take off your house shoes and gear up and let's go to work. Quit criticizing. And I'll take care of you, you know, I'll take care of you later. Then you get in the second term, they have all these African-American advisors, this, that, and the other, that that they put before him, and he chooses not a one of them, not one. And the thing is I'm telling you, this is ideology, has nothing to do with running the country. We look like fools in the world. And anybody can call me and challenge me on that. We look like buffoon fools now. Russia just slammed the president in the last 2 days. China.
I mean, quite frankly, I can't even really get upset at the NSA guy. He's the one that blew the whistle on them.
I'm not upset with Russia.
Before that got out, they were kind of just throwing this guy like he's giving away military secrets. No, that guy blew the whistle on the NSA, eavesdropping, wiretapping, doing things to the normal American citizens. And now this guy is running. I hope they'll never catch him, because I feel like they're hypocrites. They want to eavesdrop on us, but then they don't want to tell us nothing about what they do, nothing. And I feel like that's private property, my phone conversations, except on this show. But most things I have private, I don't want them in it. And I have a problem with people, idiots, that feel as though it's cool. Say, well, I don't have any problem. I'm not doing anything. So just because you're not doing anything, you want the government, you don't mind the government eavesdropping. So soon as the IRS decides, you know what, this guy, I don't like his ideology. So, and you know, the thing is, if Obama's in there going after Tea Party people, what's going to happen if you really believe your ideology? What happens when a racist gets in there, a racist Republican, as they say? What's going to happen then? That you got to see, people are stupid. You just can't trust the government. And they trust the government because a black man's in there. He's about to be gone. And now what? Now you got some Republican, let's say the Tea Party puts a guy in there. Now what you going to do if everybody's racist? So you just shouldn't have it at all. But people don't think. So, I'm thinking about getting into another country because it's – and just sit and watch it go down. Where it's going.
I understand, Doc. But don't move yet. Let's see what the end is going to be of this. Let's see if we can fight this out. We're going to go to a break right now. If you can hang on, do that. If you can't, I'll see you on the other side when you call back. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're on the air today. Supreme Court has ruled, and we want to know what you think about it. 330-781-9600 or 347-945-5229.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com. Fit Family. Unique. individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their fully loaded 6-inch subs, like the Spicy Italian or Meatball Marinara with all the fresh veggies you love, plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Sanger.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit card.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
At Columbiana Ford, we service cars and trucks from all over, from Akron to East Liverpool, Pennsylvania, clear up to the lake. They bring them in because we get the car fixed right the first time. All makes and models, bring to Columbiana Ford or give us a call at 1-800-903-6737. And get your car in and get it repaired at a reasonable rate. At Columbiana Ford, we make driving affordable.
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, we're back. We're back again in the afternoon with Tracy and Friends here at 12:30. We're talking about whatever's on your mind and what's on my mind. And we are looking to see what has happened with the Supreme Court. And they have made a ruling, it is really going to be interesting and see what they're going to do here in the future, what anybody else is going to do. I think that there's nothing you can do with this. Give me a call here at 330-781-9600 or a call at 1-347-945-5229. Talk to me. Let me know what you're thinking. We'll see what is going to happen. It's really, 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 really going to be a changing world for anybody that has school-age children. Why? Because of this. Forever, we have changed the way that we look at things here in America, morally. Now, you're going to get a little surprise from me here, because I'm going to say one thing. I don't think that couples should be able to call their unions marriage, homosexual couples, because marriage has a connotation of opposite sex coming together to form a family unit to have children. Two men cannot produce a child, and two women cannot produce a child. So what you have is you're going to have sperm donors and people that really don't have a proper relationship with parents. I'm not going to say, no, they can't possibly come out right. They can't do this. Uh-uh. That's not true. People can come out very well under all kinds of circumstances, whether they be positive or negative. So I'm not into that. I'm not into that. But what I am into is this. When you try to tell me that Adam and Steve are a couple, and Rhonda and Shonda are a couple, I'm not with it, and I'm not going to call you that. Or you're not a marriage. You're not married. Let's say that. You are a couple, but you're not married. And I think that the couples that choose to live like that should have some of the same secular rights that heterosexual couples have. That's kind of crazy. I know that's my opinion. I can't tell you anything else, but that's my opinion. So, we can talk about it all day and all night, but I'm never going to agree with you. Never going to agree that this is normal. Never going to agree that it's right, because it's not. And I don't care how long, what you call yourself, just like you can't sit in a garage and call yourself a car and somebody's going to come and put license plates on you. You can't sit up here and call yourself a marriage and say that it is. And I'm not being discriminatory against you. I don't have anything against you. I feel sorry for you in your struggle. And your struggle is just to be accepted, just to be loved and cared for. And I agree with you on that. You should be loved, cared for. We should all love and care for each other. We should look on the things of others just as much or more than we look on the things of ourselves. That's what the Bible says, and I believe in the Bible. Now, you may not, but that's what I believe. So I'm not mad at you in your struggle. But what you are saying about your relationship is incorrect. It is not correct. And I'm not going to teach my children or my grandchildren or any of my family that it's good and cool, because it's not. Now I got relatives living all over the United States. All over. I know plenty of gay people. Some that I say are my friends, because they are friends. Not against them. I understand. Just like somebody has an urge to do certain things, they have the urge to have sex with the same sex as they are. And that's part of them, because they don't know how to deal with it. It's not easy to deal with. Why? Because it's very ingrained. It's ingrained in their psyche. It's ingrained in everything that they do. But that's just the thing. Notice how it is ingrained in everything that they do. It's, to them, it's insurmountable. And they get angry at anybody that calls it wrong now, or calls it a sin. Thank God, in my belief system, thank God for Jesus, because everybody can be deal with their sin. And though they struggle daily with whatever their sin is, they can do what they need to do. So I'm not mad at you, and I don't hate you, and I'm not afraid of you, most of all. Let's get that one out. I'm not homophobic. I hate to hear Jesse Jackson say that word, homophobic. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of what you do or what you think you are. It's okay. It really is okay. Okay, but you have to deal with that in your life. And if you think God is with that, then you have to deal with that. We are all bound by our own belief. Whatever our belief is, we're bound by it. We're bound by our experience. We're bound by who we are in our experience. So I'll say it again. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not upset. I'm not upset that the Supreme Court ruled this way. I know what's going to happen. I know. But I want to hear what somebody else has to say. 314, you're in there.
I think I'm going to join the church. Seems like everything's coming to an end.
Bianchi!
I'm joining the church. I'm going out and buy me a new suit, some shoes.
Yay, man.
Get me a straw hat, join the church.
A straw hat? You ain't got to go to a straw hat, brother. You don't even have to get a suit. These days, you know, church is...
I ain't going to church with cutouts like some of these fools I see going to church.
Come on, man. I agree with you. I think they go too far these days, but a lot of churches. First time I went to California back in the early 80s, I went to church and I had a suit and tie on, three-piece suit and tie. And everybody was in shorts and casual tops. I said, whoa,
yeah,
what is this? Yeah.
But you know, you talk about these last two rulings. Now I agree with the ruling yesterday on the voting.
So did
I. I think that after 40 years, and you have a higher percentage of blacks voting in the South than you do in the North, higher percentage of blacks voting in the South than whites in the South. So what's the beef? My goodness.
You know, I don't know what the beef is, and I posted something on my Facebook page about it, and a pastor friend of mine told me he was ashamed of me.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, look, the only thing that I have to say to you is this, that we need to be ready to vote no matter what. And if this is one of those situations where it's going to stop people from sitting down here and believing some craziness that everybody's trying to stop them from voting, but then in the primaries, nobody says a doggone thing. and your butt stayed home anyway. Shut up. Just shut up.
Yeah, you're right. And
I,
you know,
I don't want to hear that mess.
Here's another thing, too, Jeff. You hear these black old-time civil rights activists, and they, you know, they are so upset about this elimination of Section 5 of the Voters' Rights Act, but they don't say anything about all these damn abortions. Hey, when you abort over 18 million babies, how many votes would that be by now?
And that's why they're going to get full grown voters. That's what they're going to do. They don't want to raise those. They don't want to raise those voters. They want to get those voters that come from a poor country to come in here, and now because you let them come in, now they're going to vote for you. That's what they're doing. Plain and simple. This has nothing to do with these people need a relief. They don't need anything. They're living fine here. Illegally living fine. But now you want to bring them in and put them all in. I'm
well, you know, and that when the court ruled against Arizona, now I had to kind of go along with that because that was what they were trying to do. They was trying to put an imposition on a federal form saying that you got to have proof of citizenship before you can fill out this form. Whereas the form already had on there, and get this, it had a spot where you could check whether you're a citizen or not. What kind of crazy mess is that? You know, a person is going to lie, and you don't, and then they voted. Then the person is elected. Then all of a sudden somebody's going to come back and say, well, you got 10,000 votes here where people checked that they was a citizen, but they actually not citizens, and they voted.
Right. Absolutely voted. And that again, that's what ticks me off about this. These people are not paying attention, not at all. And you know, and we get so carried away with now they're trying to get stop us from voting. How they gonna stop you from voting? Get your butt up and go to the poll. And guess what? You don't even have to do that. You can mail it from the confines of your own living room, kitchen, bathroom, wherever you want to send it from. You can mail in your vote. Shut up and vote. Quit tripping on craziness that gets you all riled up to come vote. That's what it is, because you don't vote normally. They got to get you riled up. We got to get these guys out. We got to make up something. When the Republicans did this, so you know you better go get them. Yeah. Republicans, yeah. Bad. Yeah. They want to put us all back in chains. That's foolishness. Bianca, I'm sorry I'm rolling on you, but I got to go to break here in a couple minutes. If you're going to hang out with me, I appreciate it. If not,
yeah, I'll hang out with
we'll
you for a little
back.
While longer.
Yes, sir. All right. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News. 17 alleged members of a drug ring operating in Northeast Ohio and Western Pennsylvania were indicted yesterday. The ringleader is said to be 39-year-old Terrence Tarver. He has been cooperating with investigators since he pleaded guilty to a case earlier this year. The group is accused of selling heroin, marijuana, and cocaine. Youngstown's Board of Education rehired Superintendent Connie Hawthorne yesterday. Hawthorne's salary for the 4 years of his contract will be just over $119,000 a year, or 10% less than he is currently making. Hawthorne says he plans to retire at the end of the contract period. And Governor John Kasich's poll numbers are improving, with the Republican getting his highest rating in a Quinnipiac University poll since he took office. The survey done last weekend suggested 54% of Ohio residents favor Kasich's actions and 49% saying he deserves to be reelected. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Savel Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Savel Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Savel Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Savel Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, or the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you.
the Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. Or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. JMSElderLaw.com, estate planning made simple.
It's summertime, and it's time for you to rep, white, and win. The 4th of July is almost here, and we've got $4,000 to give away. Win a $4,000 gift card for the 4th of July. Take a summer road trip, plan a vacation, grab a plane ticket, and get out of town for a while. Go shopping, or get whatever you want. Rep, white, and win. Register now at 600WSOM.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair. We're hanging out here on this Wednesday of the Supreme Court rulings. And they struck down a whole bunch of stuff concerning gay rights and marriage. And to tell you the truth, like I said, I agree with them on that. If you live together as a couple and you have made that, that's, to me, that might as well be just as good as any contract that somebody enters into, that you should get certain federal rights. You should get a tax break as living as, you know, as two filing jointly or something like that if you guys are living in the same place, you know, and you've chosen to do it for life. You know,
that's, and that's what the court ruled on.
That's what they ruled on. So they couldn't
rule
on
anything
else.
Right, that's what they ruled on. That's all they could rule on. They ruled on that, and they ruled that Proposition 8 was not right because it came out after they was permitting same sexes to marry, which I kind of agree with that also. But what they also done, they threw it back to the state. It still lies within the states whether or not how the states handle same-sex being married. And I would like to see – I don't think the Supreme Court would go against the states when the states are clearly in their right to define.
I agree with you on that. And I don't think they will either, but you can clearly see that the court is split along people or justices that really want to rule the rule of law, and then those that want to go ahead and ideologically change things as well. We're in a messed up position, and I'm with my man from Alabama that says that he thinks that we're kind of, in, you know, we're kind of down this path that we can't recover from. I can't say we can't recover from it. I never believed that. But it's very unlikely that we will recover from this if you don't, if you don't have a miraculous change in the White House. And I'm sorry, this guy is terrible. And I don't know, you know, you might be a supporter, might not. I know you don't support everything he does, but the thing is this is the worst cat we've ever had in office in my lifetime, anyway. And I lived through Jimmy Carter. I was in the service doing Jimmy Carter, so you know.
Jimmy,
you know, I was scared. See, because liberal thought, I'm trying to tell you, liberal thought is like a diseased mind of some sort. They don't look at facts. They don't look at consequences of decisions. They just look at, well, we ought to do it because, this, this got to be this way and this got to be that way because we're liberals and we want it this way. And they pay no attention. You add 12 million people to this country, and then you get the surge of the 6 to 7 million more that are going to make their way across that border if you don't secure it. And then you liberal black people, I'm talking to you. I'm going to see your people get jobs then, okay? I want to see them get a job. You will be in competition with a person that's willing to work three times harder than you because he came out of poverty. You didn't come out of poverty, really.
The standard bearers are already complaining that Obama's not doing enough with this Voters Act decision came out of the Supreme Court. They want him to cancel his flight to Africa and come back and make some assertive speeches and not some, the usual jingle that they usually give. But you're right, he has been doing some strange things. Like this Syria thing, man. Now they want to give weapons to the... Man, they just throw money. They just throw hundreds of millions of dollars around like it's nobody's business.
Oh, that's what the ruling class does. And that's what you have here. You have a progressive liberal, Marxist, socialist, and all little titles fit in the White House. I'm sorry. And I would love to be, the only thing I really liked about some things he did, his thing on education, at first he was really headed in the right direction, only he pulled way back. He didn't say nothing. He didn't do anything about it because he destroyed school choice in Washington, D.C., where those young kids were getting some very good educations by being able to have vouchers and go to better schools. They weren't trapped in their own neighborhoods, that are fraught with social and socioeconomic problems. And if you were not one of those that was suffering from that, you had to suffer with the rest of the children that do have to deal with that. And it's not right.
Well, Jeff, I'm going to tell you something. We had a black judge here make a decision on school. He said that parents have a right to take their children out of a failing school district, which is the one that's unaccredited, and enroll them in an adjoining school district that is accredited. And I think that's totally crazy because these adjoining school districts, the people in those adjoining school districts are responsible. They make sure that that district serves their children the way it should be, and they're paying taxes for that district. And for people who live in an unaccredited district to run from it, and we're talking about, as many of them as they want to can run to this other district, adjoining district, and the adjoining district has to take them, whether they have to build new facilities for them or whatever. And the money don't have to follow. I'm sorry, the money do have to follow. But here's the point. Why come people that live in failing school district don't be responsible and correct that problem?
They're not going to do it, Bianchi. And they don't want to do it because they're creating a class society. And when you create a class society, what they're doing is making sure that your society are the worker bees. That's it. You are the worker bee. And we're not giving you a thing. We're going to let you be the worker. And that's how it's going to go. And then these people are just flipping flips. They're happy about this because they really don't believe that, even though they see the middle class shrinking away right now, where the redistribution of wealth has been being redistributed from, is being taken right out the middle class.
I have a friend of mine who's an optometrist for about 40-some-odd years, or even longer, maybe, might be 50 years. He has his own shop.
Uh-huh.
He said Obamacare has cost him a lot of business. What
they've
done is his customers, he's in an urban area where people are, a lot of them have Medicaid, but now they can't use their Medicaid at his shop. They have to go to a state-ran shop use it there. And he's
That's
a family-owned business, and it's taking at least 50% of his customer base.
Listen, the progressives are very smart in what they do. And the one thing they do is they get you all upset about something like a minimum wage, right? They, oh, we hate the minimum wage. You got to have minimum wage because if you don't do it, people can't feed their families. Well, you're not meant to feed a family on certain incomes. But now you get a corporation like a Walmart, they love minimum wage. You know why they love it? Okay, Pionki, you know why they
yeah,
love
I'm here.
It? Okay.
Go ahead.
They love minimum wage because it will be its biggest help in wiping out its competition. All they got to do is put a penny on every item, and they're going to make more than the minimum wage that they need to pay. They ain't going to provide no health care. And now the little mom and pop store can't survive.
Well, 25 hours is considered a full-time job now, according to Obama.
Say that again?
25-hour week is considered a full-time job now.
Yeah, check that one out. That's full-time employment now.
But, I mean, I hate to say this, Jeff, but don't, isn't it good? I hate to say it. It's going to be good when all this hits the fan. Just to, I know it's going to get blamed on other everybody but Obama. He just tried to fix it, but in their eyes. But it's going to be good when it happens. I hate to say it because people are going to suffer. And sometimes, you know, a child, you can tell them five times, don't put your hand in the socket. You know, don't touch that hospital. Sometimes they ain't going to learn until they touch it, and they learn themselves. So, I mean,
yeah,
even in Chicago, you got people in Chicago starting to just say, hey, maybe we should look at other candidates besides just the two Democrats we got to look at every year. So it's happening, but people had to suffer to 500-600 people a year getting killed for them to finally say, maybe these guys ain't doing their job. And it's the same with every other thing, every other position in office.
Well, here's the deal. If the people don't wake up within the next two election cycles nationally, the midterms and then the presidential 2016, and if the Republicans continue to put up like progressive candidates, believe you me, we're hit. Because, you know, Mitt Romney to me was the same as Barack Obama. That's to me. So I was not excited. I still thought he was better than what we had. And then you know, because I said that, you're a racist. I'm not a racist. I didn't doggone it. This man ain't never ran a doggone lemonade stand.
It's funny how black people, a lot of black people aren't, they don't know the facts on a lot of stuff. But when you say, well, what's wrong with Mitt Romney? Oh, he was dead. And they just throwing out all this stuff. I'm like, okay, where did you get that from? Why can't you go study and find other facts about Barack Obama? All you know is bad stuff. Just about every black person you know, you ask them, they're going to have something bad to say about Romney. Oh, he was greedy. He was this. He was that. I'm like, well,
right.
Barack Obama is not greedy. So the government's not greedy. That's what you – it's just – I'm like, this man, I'm like, I don't have no problem with a guy making millions. As long as he's making it, and that's his business, that's his money, do what he want to do. I will pay as little as taxes as I can, too. That ain't greedy.
Well,
that's, I mean, people stupid.
For
you
want to
call him greedy, but then you want to try to get, you want to claim as many kids as you can, get $10,000 back in tax return, but you ain't greedy because you don't make millions of dollars. That's why it's over for this country.
Well, what am I... We'll be right back after these messages. We're at the top of the hour news. And we've been called Uncle Tom already by Covina, man, so I hope he calls in. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600, WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The Supreme Court saying we do to same-sex marriage in a matter of speaking. The justices today ruled that a key provision of the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional and let stand a lower court decision which tossed out California's Proposition 8, the voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage. ABC's Vic Ratner was at the court when the first ruling was read.
I could not put down my sword when justice was my right.
As a men's choir celebrated outside the Supreme Court building, Chris Perry, one of the plaintiffs, was planning a special celebration.
We're going to be equal. Now we will be married.
But traditional marriage defender Rob Schenck says no ruling from the justices can change what he calls biblical law.
They do not change the biblical or timeless truth of the nature of marriage.
House Speaker John Boehner says a robust national debate over marriage will continue. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Supreme Court.
More from ABC's Alex Stone.
Outside City Hall here in San Francisco, Frank stood waving a rainbow gay pride flag celebrating the court's decision.
I feel great. I think this is a historic moment. I'm so glad to participate in it. It's wonderful freedom for all Americans.
If gay marriage will resume here in California is uncertain, but it looks like it may only be weeks away. Alex Stone, ABC News at City Hall in San Francisco.
Double-barreled earnings for Smith & Wesson, one of the nation's largest gun makers. The company says its first quarter profits more than doubled from a year ago.
That's pretty much across the board. I mean, Smith & Wesson is definitely one of the top players as far as that goes. There's several other companies also that have done very well.
That's gun shop owner Dustin Grice, who says his sales have surged during a congressional debate over gun control. The Dow is up 107 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 19. This is ABC News.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-288-0092.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Parents often ask their tech-savvy kids to help them with computer problems, but one woman took the issue to a whole new level.
Don't you hate it when your parents ask you how to work the Skype? One woman, who's a tech support professional, got a little tired of giving freebie advice to her dad, who, by the way, is a mechanic and occasionally charges her dinner at a diner for fixing her car. She wrote up a bill for replacing his hard drive, charging him dinner at a pizza place for her trouble, including Parmesan twists. It adds, please make the check payable to your awesome daughter, and have you tried turning it off and on again? Karen Chase, ABC News.
The first robot that can carry on a conversation is now ready for outer space, and developers from the Kurobo project demonstrated just how it works today in Tokyo. The 13-inch-tall robot was asked what its dream was. The robot replied, it wants to create a future where humans and robots live together and get along. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's avocado season only at Subway, and it all starts at breakfast. Try the hot and delicious bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado, or add rich, creamy avocado to your favorite breakfast sandwich. It's one tasty addition to any morning. Subway, build your better breakfast.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, the Ford Focus offers quick, nimble performance, advanced technology, and great mileage. Lease a new Focus today with no cash due at signing. Another reason why Ford is the number one brand in Northeast Ohio.
He wakes up, sniffs around.
Okay, admit it. You started to sing the song, and you may have downloaded the ringtone. But the real fun begins when you go to SweetJack.com and sign up. It's free, easy, and in seconds you can join the 2 million people who love Sweet Jack. The Sweet Jack team finds the hottest local deals exclusively for Sweet Jack members. Your favorite restaurants, shops, and salons all partner with Sweet Jack to bring you great experiences at great prices. Sign up today and get an extra 10% off.
SweetJack.com.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Liberals were dominant in the House and Senate and remained so until 1994. Conservatism seemed like a lost movement. Reagan didn't give up. Reagan didn't turn on America. He made the case, came up with an agenda, and met the needs of his time. He won people over.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back at the noon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the air chair. Talking to you about what's on our mind and about what the Supreme Court did and what's on your mind. And, you know, I have some people in my little chat room that think that, that Chalky, what you and I have been saying, we are Uncle Ruckuses for that. I guess that's the same thing as Uncle Tom or something like that. So, well, I invited them to call in, but they might be working because they do work hard. But guess what? That money is going to go just as fast as everybody else's. It's not going to be anything good for anybody if we continue down this path. And I don't understand why I got to be an Uncle Tom or Uncle Ruckus, because I'm telling you the truth. Okay, because I criticize a man that has black skin, I'm allowed to do that. Last time I looked, now I know they're going to make a rule against that pretty soon, but right now I'm allowed to do it. So I think that I can do that. And since my skin is black, in fact, I'm a little darker than he is, since my skin is dark, I think I have a right to criticize a man in dark skin. So, Kavina man, if you want to do it, I'm calling you out. Call me. Tell me what you think. Tell me what the Voting Rights Act, is it going to affect you? Is it going to stop you from voting? I see all these people in the, they're going to try to stop us from voting. And I actually heard a girl, saw a girl write that the GOP has been trying to stop black people from voting for years. The GOP fought for you to get the right to vote, dumb butts. Okay, now I ain't supposed to call you no dumb butt. They fought to get you the right to vote. They got in. We lost elections after the 60s because we voted for civil rights. The Democrats did not vote for civil rights in large numbers.
No, they didn't. Never in the history of this country.
No, and they never changed either. That's the whole thing, to get, as far as I'm concerned. They haven't changed. They're the same people they were back then. They just have gone covert. They're running a covert operation, and they're double agenting, and you see that lady that fought down in Texas to stop the abortion after 20 weeks. Now,
yeah, you know that there is crazy.
It is crazy. 20 weeks. And this lady filibusters talking about how it's going to hurt women. No cursing on the radio, Jeff. No cursing on the radio, Jeff. No cursing on the radio, Jeff. And I got 25 cents because I almost said something. How in the world are you going to sit up here and let people kill off their child that you know that they feel pain? They feel pain immediately. There's no such thing as they don't feel pain till 20 weeks. As soon as that little head and everything, you can see that little head and all that stuff, they feel pain. They experience certain things. I remember when they were trying to take a picture of my daughter at so many weeks old in her mother's stomach that she would move all around away from that vibration of that, ultrasound. She was getting away from it. She could sense it. She could feel it. So don't tell me this mess. You could, you know, for your own political side, because abortion makes a ton of money a year. Yeah, okay, we'll do it. But it's killing off people. And it's killing off my people more than anybody else.
I only Black make women up 15%. Spent $8 billion on abortion.
Well, I'm saying 15%, 12% of the population, but 37% of the abortions.
$8 billion.
All right, well, we're going to bring him in. All right, Covina Man, you got your time to shine.
Hello, Covina Man.
Hey, what's going on, Bianchi and Jeff? And there's another brother on the line, obviously, Illinois. I think that after the Supreme Court, you know, yesterday, man, I don't think there's any credibility left in the Black Republican camp. That's the first blow politically of white supremacy in the political realm, you know, since Reagan, since, you know, whatever. I think there's no way that, you know, anybody can hold any credibility approaching somebody Black. Now, white people, that's something different. But approaching anybody Black and saying that a Black person should vote Republican after what the Supreme Court did,
What are you talking about?
Well, they've done the right thing, Covina, man. My goodness, man. What was wrong with yesterday's decision?
Overturning the parts of the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights.
That was a long, hard struggle.
Hold on, both of you.
First of all, they struck down one area of the Voting Rights Act, not the Civil Rights Act, of the Voting Rights Act, which you don't need, first of all, period. But if for those that are afraid that you do, all boards of elections have members of both parties on it to make decisions, and the only way you can get a bad decision out of what a polling place is or this, that, and other is if a Republican and a Democrat agree with it. So now
Even in redistricting. And here's the point.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. In redistricting, you have Democrats and Republicans. Now, what Black folks want is they want Black faces. Well, hell, you got Clarence Thomas, and you're not satisfied with them.
The Supreme Court made the decision.
Let me say this. Wait a minute.
We've been on a while. Let Covina Man go ahead and speak his piece. Go ahead, Covina Man.
Okay.
And then
440
will bring you in.
Yeah, I was just saying that, after the decision, like, after Black people have struggled for civil rights and voting rights for, 200-something years, it took a Republican appointed Congress to finally start to chip away at it. And they chip away at it. This is basically the South rising again. If you look at the states that they're defending, the White Supremacy Act, this is what it is, the Confederate all over again. They said how the Confederate can come back and they can do, and that's what the politicians have been saying. It's like politicians have been saying, it's coming on the air, oh, this is a great decision for us. It's on and popping.
That's because they can now.
Yes, sir.
I mean, but that's because, do you see what they did? Covina, man, what they just told you is the percentage of black voters is higher than the percentage of white voters in many of these areas. And that this particular part of the Voting Rights Act, where they have to pre-tell the federal government what they're going to do, that's the only thing they said, that they don't have to tell the federal government anymore when they want to change, you know, how to run their election in their state. That's because you got too much mess going on. You got too many illegals in this country.
For right, the success of the civil right of the Voting Rights Act put forth the fruit of that bear this statistic that black folks are voting. That doesn't stand right with white supremacists. So white supremacists want to go in there and overturn that because they don't like the fact that black folks, that this actual law is actually working.
It doesn't
and
affect
so they
want
to try
the
to overturn
vote.
It. And they went to this, they went, say again?
It say doesn't again, affect the black, it does not affect the black vote unless the black vote allows it to by not voting. Yes.
What was the what was the point of the white supremacists attacking the Voting Rights Act if it wasn't to affect the black vote? It doesn't make
what do you think? Who attacked the Voting Rights Act? You don't need it.
White people. What are you talking about? It wasn't black folks that went out there and challenged voting rights.
What I'm saying
is this thing
people
on?
That wanted. Listen, don't know. Have you ever worked for a board of election?
No, Jeff.
Why don't you go volunteer to work the next couple cycles, and then see what they have to do to ensure that the process is done correctly.
I live in California. I don't live in the Confederacy. The law that it was overturning is to defend the Confederacy, not California.
Oh, boy.
It's the Confederacy.
No.
440,
no.
Go ahead, my man.
Yeah, I find it kind of interesting that the KKK predominantly votes for Democrats, which
I do too.
Do. You're voting for the same guys. It's just hilarious. To me, it's hilarious.
It is to me, too.
Ignorant. That's just an ignorant statement, dude.
They vote for white Democrats because white Democrats do what they need them to do, and that is kill off black folks.
So who voted for Romney then?
Who voted for Romney? It wasn't the KKK.
It was the majority
of
white folks.
It wasn't the KKK, dude.
Okay, your statement is so ignorant. That you haven't brought on or showed any figures that show what the KKK and who they voted for. I know they didn't vote for Obama, but you're gonna try to infer that all of a sudden you know the KKK, which I'm probably sure you do. You're probably one of them. They're the KKK, and you know their voting patterns. Okay.
Yep.
You tell me all your buddies in the KKK voted for Obama, and you're gonna sit there and laugh like somebody's gonna believe that. I'm not a black conservative. I don't believe stupid white folks. Hello. I know this thing is on.
Well, here's the thing that I'll tell you. I don't believe in anybody that has in their party platform that they want to kill me off. So you, first of all, to me, you're two types of a fool because you support that. Now that's me.
Well,
that's my belief. But hold on a second. Let me make
Jeff. Somebody trying to kill you, Jeff?
Somebody tried to kill me?
Yeah, fair with the discussion.
Yes, they did.
Let's discuss it.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Why not discuss
okay.
Section 5 itself? And why it was put in place? I mean, Section 5 was put in place for a specific reason. That reason no longer exists. Blacks vote at a higher percentage in the South than white people do. Before Section 5, that was not going on. What are we supposed to do, keep that for another 1,000 years?
So stop right there. So in other words, Section 5 was working. That's the point of challenging Section 5, Pianchi. The reason why you challenge Section 5, if Section 5 was not working, there would be no reason to challenge it. The reason why they challenge it is because it's working.
So the next time that black people go to the poll in the South, they're going to have a big old jug
jelly beans there that they got to guess how many is in a jug before they can vote. That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that.
That's one of the reasons why Section 5 was put in place.
I'm saying the reason why it challenged it, Pianchi, is because it worked. So if it works,
yeah,
who
it got
wants to
rid,
get rid
of the,
it
got rid of Camille Man. It got rid of the big jar of jelly beans. They no longer there. So Section 5 worked.
And not only that, all those Confederate states all had jelly beans, and that's why black folks weren't working.
They either had jelly beans, they had a bar of soap where you had to guess how many bubbles it would produce, and some other things. All those things are gone now.
Right. So,
and not only that, even amounts of members.
Go ahead.
Listen, on your boards of elections, it did work for the time. Those things aren't things that are passed in people's hearts, but they're passed in people's practice. And you think that any time a Republican does anything to try to make sure that the election goes off properly, that it's trying to stop black people from voting. Black people need to get their butt up and go vote. That's what they need to do. Forget them, whatever they say somebody's trying to stop them. That's craziness. That's how they get you herded through the polls to vote for progressives who are killing your behind.
The thing is working, and that's why they're challenging it. If it was not working, they wouldn't give a rat's. They wouldn't give rats.
Are you going to be able to hold
work.
On? Hey, hold
it
on, because
work.
I got to go to break. Be right back. You can talk in a step. Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair, be right back.
In 15 minutes, sure to go about fast. That's a half hour.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put...
We're in the middle of a constitutional crisis. We have a constitutional crisis
on Obama.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, anti-free market, and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Tracy and Friends, you guys in the chat room are up and going here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial, and at Tracy and Friends on Blog Talk Radio on the web. So we're all over the place, and we're glad that we have a lot of people from across the country. And we're talking about right now voting rights that were struck down by the Unit 5 or Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, because they said that the way that they do these things now is antiquated, and did not say that they couldn't go figure out another way to redraw the districts or this, that, and the other. Just said that the way that they were doing it before, and that they're having to report to the federal government a certain thing, is not necessary anymore with all the changes and the way that black people have risen and percentages of votes, especially in those particular states that were affected. And, here it is. You know, you have this evil specter of the GOP wanting to stop black people from voting when that is not their purpose whatsoever. And reason why I can say that, Covina man, is I am in the GOP. I understand it. So I know that you're not in it, and I know that you don't understand it, and you believe the lies or whatever the progressives tell you. Why? Because they want to keep you close so that when they kill you, you don't see it coming. And you fall for it. And here's the thing. When the GOP goes left of me some kind of way, I'm done with that too, because I can't do it. I can't,
well,
I can't do some.
Let me say this. Section, you got some Latino person saying these two things about Section 5, the reason why I should have said. They're saying, one, that whites come out in a block and vote against minority candidates. Duh, don't minority candidates come out in a block and vote against whites? Then another thing they
that
say
doesn't count.
Is that
– That doesn't count,
another
PLT.
Thing they said too, Jeff, is that – now, in Texas, you're required to have a photo ID to vote. Duh. Get a photo ID. Who today does not have something that has their picture on it? My goodness.
That's what's bothering me about this whole thing. Because, you know, polling places change with the population. And the thing is they the way that they do the polling – at least I know, I think that I'm correct here, and maybe somebody listening at the Board of Elections can enlighten me if I'm incorrect. But I think that what they do is they go off of the last election and see what the last major election, I think it is. But whatever it is, they govern what they're going to have to do for the next one, by what the population has changed, this, that, and other. So they move polling places around to facilitate, you know,
patterns.
Servicing the people.
People's patterns. Yeah.
Right.
People's
now,
patterns. And
people,
if you don't vote, in consecutive elections, they will remove, in some states, they remove you off the voter's roll. Well, why come you not voting?
But Bianca, here goes the one, and then I'm going to give a little bit later, because one of my guys in here told me to pay attention to the on the last mayoral primary here in Youngstown area. But listen, they get a thing in the mail that they can vote. How the heck is that stop
stopping you. Put a stamp. You can't afford a 56-cent stamp. Call me. I'll buy you a stamp. I'll beg on the corner if I have to get you a stamp to mail in your ballot. This is stupid. Go ahead.
There's some misassumption going on here. But one by Pianchi, in which Pianchi is under the impression, for right or wrong, that everyone is supposed to be racist. The white folks are supposed to be racist. Black folks are supposed to be racist. Hispanic people, everyone is supposed to be racist, and that there is nothing wrong with people being racist in our society. That's an assumption that he's making that says, well, what's wrong with that? Well, if that's going to be the way that the country is, then people need to come out, change the Constitution, change all the laws and that is equal protection and all that other stuff, and just say, no, this is going to be a racist country again. But we had a change. We had changed the amendment.
Wait a minute. Not being racist, convener, man.
Again?
How is it being racist because you got a block of white folks that don't vote for minority candidate? They probably don't vote for them because it's not in their best economic interest.
Right.
Or for whatever reason.
So you're under an assumption. That is the assumption that I'm challenging, that all white folks are just supposed to work together and under whitedom and step on all the minority people.
Now, you know, Convener Man, the assumption is that black people want white folks to like them. That's what it is. I mean, what else is it? Blacks want whites to like them. Then there's a large segment of the black population that has a vendetta that has existed for a long time against white folks. Okay. Until you draw them out. I mean, on black radio stations, they talk one way. If they were going to a mixed radio station, they talk another way.
Well,
I'm
still trying to challenge your assumption. So if we can iron this out, we can get an understanding. So you're saying that the white folks are just they working together as white folks. So let them work together as white folks. Stomp all over black folks, Latinos, Asians, whatever. That's the way it's supposed to be. That is your assumption.
But the thing is, they are not keeping you from voting. How many black men do you know that have the same philosophy toward the Second Amendment rights like I do?
Everybody here got the same. Bianchi, there's no difference between what you believe and what the rest of the people believe. There's no difference. Only difference is black folks, conservative and liberal. The only difference is what we believe is on racism. That's it. Everything else is the same. Don't try to draw out that all of a sudden there's some new black people out here. No, black people have been the same. We're all the same. The only difference we have is our views on racism. That's it.
Well, yeah, whites don't keep you from voting.
That's not what I was saying.
No,
you keep
yourself
from voting.
That's what racism. If they were to keep you from voting, then you could say it's racist. Just because they don't like you don't make them racist.
Bianchi, okay. So we're under the same agreement then. You just say all white folks work together and stomp over black folks. The hell with any kind of civil rights or human rights. That's what you believe in.
No, I'm not. I did not say that. I said that whites will vote in a block. Listen, I'm going
to
answer your question. Blacks will vote in a block against white candidates.
Incorrect. Who the black
people
are
around here?
Stop right there. Black folks, who did they vote for a president when Clinton ran against Bob?
I'm not talking about it at the net. I'm talking about at the local level, man. Blacks here in this town will vote against a white candidate. Especially if they're Republican.
Let me put it like this. Stop right there. That has to go any further. We're going to challenge this assumption because the assumption is wrong. So, yeah, Michael Steele running against a white Democrat. Who would the black people vote for?
The black people would vote for the Democrat.
No, no, no. It's error facts.
man, forget that. You're in your area.
No, well, that's precisely why rules should have been struck down. And this is precisely why the rules should have been struck down. Okay, listen. You're not even paying attention to what you said yourself. Michael Steele can't win because he's a Republican, because the Democrats have lied to you and told you that all Republicans are prejudiced. So he can't be nothing but an Uncle Tom and a race traitor because he's running, when in reality he is the man that's going to help you get up. But they don't want you. I'm not done.
Okay,
I'm going to make one more statement about this. Okay. They don't want you up in your party. Why don't they want you up? Because then when you're up, you get independent. You might go vote for somebody else because you don't agree with the economics of the Democrat Party. So they can't afford for you to be up. So they make sure that they keep your butt down. That's why you got 17% unemployment now up under the first black president. 17%. It's not staying that way with white people. It's not staying that way with Hispanics. We're even behind the Hispanics in unemployment. What sense does that make? This is the stupidity that we go for each time. I'm not telling you that all Democrats are bad, because that's not true. But I'm telling you, as a party, look at the platform. Look at how it affects your neighborhood. And then you're going to call the Republicans who try to put economics into your neighborhood, you're going to try to tell them they're the ones that's prejudiced. See, that's the thing. They have fooled
you,
and you are being a fool, killing yourselves off, living in poverty, because people that you vote for keep you there. Now go ahead.
Okay, that rhetoric does not work on intelligent black people. Black people
no, it's
know
not
that.
Rhetoric,
that's
not it.
That's
silliness. Fact.
That's just some silliness.
That's fact.
We just,
I'm done with that.
Exposed already.
This is fact. This is not any rhetoric. I don't care what you say. It is fact.
It has
fact.
Been exposed many times over. It's not even. You can't even come
it's
to the table.
It's been exposed
that.
As what? You're behind a steel pour. Your neighborhoods are still look like they've been bombed out in Beirut. And you will still vote the same way, do the same doggone things over and over again, still go to jail for the same stupid things, while they make rules to make sure that you get charged higher than anything. Now, that was Bill Clinton that did that, you know.
Yeah.
Crack cocaine, you go to bail for. But you like Bill Clinton because he's the first black president.
See, that's the man, what you mentioned
that I can't say.
You can't let
the
intelligence come through. You got to keep rolling with the rhetoric.
Convener man, where you making a mistake is, Me and Jeff agree with you. Yes, we know that there's racist white people out there.
Don't disagree.
But my goodness, here's the point. You're trying to make white folks change their attitude or their They want you to them to like you, I guess. I'm not saying that you, but it seems like we want these people to like you. And you want to use the government to pass laws in order to make it happen. It don't work like that.
Where did you see it? Is the whole thing what you just said? The evidence that just made all that stuff that Jeff was talking about irrelevant. That rhetoric does not work.
Let me finish.
Here we go with the rhetoric.
What I said is a true dynamic of the black community, and I love
I'm
my
not
people.
That, bro.
Listen to me. And I'm not telling you that they need to choose Republicans. I'm telling you that they need to quit being stupid and getting played by who they support all the time. They need to control that. So I don't care nothing about you saying about conservatives or this, because that's a lie too, because I got conservative friends that pour tons of money into the inner city to help people that they know have gotten a raw deal. So now,
you cannot do that.
Okay? You can't do that.
We already know. Okay.
You don't know.
Bianchi was giving you the situation. He's saying that white folks working together.
I said you got whites that vote as a block. I was reading an article where the Latino NBC or something like that said that whites vote in a block against minority candidates. Well, minorities do the same thing too.
Okay, stop right there. The reason why black folks are sitting in the infested, crime-ridden poverty places they've been for the last 200 years is because white folks have been working together as a block in the story. That is it.
All right. So whites have been working together as a block, but all blacks do is vote as a block.
We're trying to do, black folks trying to do what best they can to get over this white supremacy. That you just outlined exactly what it is. You just said they work together, and then wonder why all these white folks who got all the money and all the power are working together, and then you turn around and say, oh, the black folks who are victims of all this, you guys are all sitting up there in 17% unemployment. Yeah, no duh. Because the white folks have been working together. That's what we're trying to overcome with all this.
Wait a minute. Kavina, man, this is the problem.
Yes, sir.
You are blaming one side for it. Conservatives, you say, and Republicans, you say. I'm telling you that prejudiced people are,
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSO,
are everywhere. They are not just in the Republican Party. They are not just conservatives. In fact, liberals are the worst people for us. Why? Because, oh, come on, I'll take care of you. I'll make sure that those big bad bullies don't mess with you. And I'll make sure that when you apply for a job, you get an extra 20 points because now, you know, and I'm not against that in the beginning because, you know, we needed to be able to get into jobs we never were able to work or allowed to work, I should say. Okay? But I am against this. I am against the situation that, you know, that they tell me I'm not qualified. I'm not really any good for the job. I'm not good for it. You put me up against anybody of my caliber, and I will beat them every time. I will beat them. I don't care what color they are.
Right.
No, Kavina, man, I'm trying to tell you that your view is skewed the wrong way. It is incorrect. You're fighting the wrong windmill.
No, it's not. Because the thing for me is I clearly see just as much problems in the Democrats as I do in the Republicans. I'm just pointing out to you the first thing that I called out is that you can no longer make that point as black conservative. Black folks is not going to listen to you. You only have to go back 24 hours. You don't have to go back any further than 24 hours to expose the white supremacy going on with the GOP. It's done. So you cannot no longer
at
that point. All we have to go back
that
nowhere.
That is a lie.
But
that is a lie, and I can't let it stand.
What do all that have to do with Section 5, convenient, man? Come on. They rule against Section 5 because they say there's no need for it. The things that exist that brought Section 5 into existence no longer is there, obviously. Now, if those things spring back up again, then either Congress or the Attorney General can put in place a mechanism to alleviate it. Eric Holder can do it tomorrow. Congress can do it next week if they wanted to.
I think we know that's not going to happen. I think that's the whole point. Who's fighting against it and why? That was my thing. Now, if you want to sit here and you want me to talk about
why
you're against the Democrats, I probably got more information than you do. But that's not the problem.
I wish I had
to go back. Yes, sir.
I wish Tracy was here because she sits on the Board of Elections. She can tell you exactly why they want this changed. And the thing is that you can't possibly see is that if they touch any part of this law, then they automatically erase it. It's not going to fall that way anymore. Why? Because, first of all, this is what's so crazy. Doc, then tell me where are you don't have power at. 94% voted for Barack Obama, right? 94% voted for Barack Obama. So now, where don't you have power? Right. Where do you have a problem at right now? What are they stopping
you
from doing?
The thing is, I didn't have a problem with the voting. with the Voting Rights Act. I'm not the one
that was. Safina, man, let me tell you these things. You go to the Department of Labor, Bureau of Labor board. You have about 20 million blacks that's eligible to register to vote. You only had 16 million that came out in 2008 and voted for Obama. Where's the other almost 25%?
How come they not registered? Is that rhetorical or do you want to answer?
There's nothing keeping them from being elected. Now, out of that 20, there's another 2 million that can't vote because of a lot of reasons. But between you got 4 million black people, for some reason, don't want to vote.
Yes, sir. I'll give you the answer.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Cynical. A lot of black folks are so cynical about the system that they believe that the Illuminati, the Boule, all these other things.
I can't believe there's 4 million black folks that know anything about the Illuminati.
At least 4 million. Bianchi, we don't blog talk.
They do, Doc. They really do. Yeah. They believe in the Illuminati, and you hear people with that mess. You know, it don't matter whether you vote or not because you know the Illuminati and all of them, they got this thing wrapped up, and it don't really matter.
That's their right. But also, out of white voters, yeah. you probably got a similar percentage of whites that don't vote for the same reason.
You got the Alex Jones people out here that believe in the same thing. That just their Illuminati is all white or Jewish.
You got some people that don't care who's elected. They still gonna go about doing what they gotta do.
But that's the reason why. I'm just saying, there's a lot of black people out here that are just cynical. There's no difference,
It's very difficult to convince me because I have lived, and that's one of the downfalls of living a long time. I mean, I'm not no aged person, but I have seen a lot because I have paid attention in my lifespan. And what I have seen is that I really think that some of the directions that blacks chose to go in was actually the wrong direction.
Absolutely, 100%. I wouldn't disagree with that whatsoever. That's a whole other story. When I usually go on there to these shows with the black folks, I'm the one that's taking the position that you're holding right now. I go on there and I challenge them about black folks going the wrong direction. Black folks go into the Democrats and they become chameleons. They start adapting things that other people believe. They just start adapting gay rights and they start adapting gun control and other stuff. This is not black folks stuff. They just come in here and become a chameleon. And they start looking like that they're surrounding themselves with.
So why are you accusing all conservatives, all Republicans, of being the racist ones, which is the furthest thing.
I'm not holding back nothing. Because they are.
No. My point is,
I call them on the racist. Yeah, I call them
people. You don't see it that way. No, you were told.
Republicans.
You were told that it's like
racist,
that.
My goodness.
Come on.
What Republicans are keeping you from doing what you have to do?
Let me tell you something. I challenge everybody that you know. If I talk to Al Sharpton, I'm challenging him.
You can't win, Covina, man, because of this. I just was privy to being in a meeting with the Republican chairman, national chairman, talking about all of these same things and about what Republicans really do, what they don't do. Why are we so ineffective with black people? They had the reason, but you know, because they have good people around. But the thing is you do have people that don't understand what's going on, and they abandoned black people years ago because when the black vote abandoned the Republicans got ticked off and they just ignored you. They're not fighting.
Well, you know
you.
The difference between Democrats, Republicans will tell you, look, here's the law. Back in 1870s, they say, here, black, you got civil rights laws that help you to get established economically. Democrats say, here, blacks, we got government that will help you. And it just continues to go on and on. Soon it goes from health to total relying on them. And it just continues to go on and on and on and on and on.
Right, but right there, the thing is, it comes back to the reason why black folks sitting up here with the 17% unemployment and whatnot is because if you private sector everything, black folks will be at 50% unemployment.
No, they won't. They'll
be close to it. Because the thing
They wouldn't.
Hold on, let me just finish my statement. Because the reason that the black folks or the liberals are effective in coming to black folks with government jobs or government solutions is because it works. If it didn't work, black folks would be going somewhere else.
Look at the hundreds of thousands of Nigerians that's in this country. They don't experience no 17% unemployment. They're as black as you and I. Come on, man.
Okay, how about the Nigerians that came
and
over here?
Don't say they got their culture.
I mean, how about the ones that came over here in the slave ship? What's their unemployment rate?
Man, we ain't talking about no slaves. How you going to tell who came here on a slave ship who did today?
Wait a minute, Bianchi, wait a minute. Their unemployment rate is the 17.5% because they are the ones that have been indoctrinated, and they don't know their history. That's one of the major problems with the community. But we're talking about only one facet of the community with this. Voting Rights Act, when you had the IRS, made sure that many conservatives in this country were not able to properly rally and build opposition to the president. See, that's been exposed by
the news, man. That ship can't hold no water anymore, man. All the facts have been released. These white supremacists ISA trying to hold back the information. He didn't want to release. Then they finally released it, and all the eggs sit on his face.
Doc, there's no egg on his face because, first of all, the people are lying and not telling who did what.
Okay.
They know good
they
and
fired.
Well these people did it. They should have been fired.
Until somebody come out with the truth, we just got to go for the information that we have.
Don't give me the craziness. For Republicans, they were guilty. No, that's craziness because the Republicans, they're guilty automatically. But now we got to see what the truth is. That's a bunch of BS. 331-831, you're in the air.
Hi, Jeff. 330. I just wanted you guys are getting into a conversation that I hope I'm not excluded from because my skin is white.
You are inside.
Why I felt the need to call is that I've called in before about it, and it's and Jeff, you may or may not agree, and so your callers too, that it's about money. It really doesn't have anything to do with a political R or D. You know, we've established that we know that there are crooked people on both sides, and people who aren't going to tell the truth,
right,
or people who are going to do the whatever they want to do to benefit themselves or their agenda or their part of what they want to do. But the thing that I see is as long as the voters are going to vote for people who allow the government to have more control of their lives, they are going to have less. And it's always going to be that way. If what Kavita Man is saying, you know, it's just white supremacy, if your race, what you said, is diminishing in population, then how in heaven's name, if it doesn't get changed, if something else isn't tried, what is going to happen? It's going to be this way forever and ever. As long as you
that's not going to be that way forever and ever. It's going to be that way till the race is annihilated. And,
exactly.
What's that lady's name, Bonnie?
Bonnie, and they will pick.
Bonnie.
And they will pick another race then too, won't they, Jeff? They'll just go to another one.
They already have.
And after
Bonnie,
they,
you hit the word. You hit the nail
way.
On the head. You hit the nail on the head when you said it was about money, but. Ideology about what white supremacy is, it's not about you as a white person thinking that you physically better or mentally better. It's about control of what? Money.
Exactly.
And the only way
that
you defeat that is about competing against it. You can't defeat that by enacting laws that's going to stay around for 1,000 years.
And I have lived it. Like what you said, You've lived long enough to watch it. You know, there was a time in my life when I was very wealthy financially, and what I would consider now to be very wealthy. And I lost it through a chain of mistakes and stupidity and other people's control of me. So I became very, very impoverished. I had $14 at one time to my name. And I felt what I have listened to so many callers that are black that have called into your show who say these, you know, how they had to struggle, how they've had to struggle, how they still continue to struggle. And then, Jeff, I read a book that I mentioned one time on the show with Tracy, and it was about Carl Upchurch. And the title of that book has just totally lost my Convicted in the Womb. It just came to me, Convicted in the Womb. And when I read that, I could relate to him so much because when I lost my wealth, it changed the standard of life that I could live. And it also changed the way people perceived me. And when I went into a bank needing, you know, $3,000 when, you know, people were that I was going to at the tellers was going, I got that much in my wallet, you know, and here she is, you know, exposing herself completely, you know, when you fill out a loan application. And they had as much as that in, you know, and they're probably in play money, you know. I mean, to just go and blow that weekend. That's the kind of difference that we're talking about. And when I hear, and I can't think of the other young man that's on there, is it Bianchi? I get you guys confused. Cavito Man. When you talk, that's how I felt. And I'm white. So I really want to connect with how people just treat others because they think they're better than you. And it has nothing to do with the color of your skin. I promise you. It has with character, your standard of living. It's what they perceive when they hear you need something. It's what's happening. And people who are white and who are poor have very similar or more horrific stories that are absolutely terrible and discriminative, especially those that are disabled.
It's one thing in America you don't want to be, and that's poor.
Absolutely.
That is true.
Absolutely.
Because even though our poor are the best. Go ahead.
Let me say something, Bonnie. I don't know how old you are, it doesn't matter, but let's say we was having a conversation in 1953.
Okay.
Right? Okay. You're having a conversation, you turn to tell me that it doesn't matter what kind of money you have, you know, character and all that stuff, and then we walk up to a building and I have to go in the back door and go to a separate water fountain, and you go to another door. It doesn't matter how much money. I could have more money than you. I could be
Absolutely.
The richest person in the state. You could be
Absolutely.
The poorest person in the state. So when we come up to the system of white supremacy, it doesn't recognize my money. It recognizes that you're white, and it says white only, and it recognizes I'm black, and it says black only, colored.
But you know what, Convener Man? I think that's where black people went wrong. They tried to change the mentality of those
that's
that
right.
said you got to go
okay,
rather than billing your
own.
Hey,
we're going to top of the hour break
this,
here.
Man.
We're going
See,
to
I
top of the hour break
things.
Here. I'm going to let you guys argue in the back. You're absolutely right. It doesn't matter. And guess what? You cannot legislate a man's heart. So it doesn't matter. You just can't legislate a man's heart. It's not going to work. So, you know, what we have to do is be who we are. We have the opportunity in this country to create our own. If we quit just begging and depending on others, we'll be in a much better state of mind here. This is still a free nation right now, and I pray that we can keep it that way. But once again, let's 53 to 2013 is a huge difference. We're doing a lot different, and I'm not going to argue about it. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Still believe in the good of all mankind.
listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The Supreme Court says in the eyes of the federal government, marriage is marriage, whether you are a gay or a straight couple. The justices issued two historic rulings today. One declares a key provision of the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional. More from ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams.
This is a federal law telling states how to behave. And that is something that Justice Kennedy has always been concerned about. Justice Kennedy has always, and in particular in the questioning in this case, was very focused on ensuring that states have the right to make these decisions for themselves. And that's why this case is different.
At the heart of the case, 84-year-old Edie Windsor, a New York woman who was sued for $363,000 in federal estate taxes after her wife died. She wouldn't have paid a penny had she been married to a man.
I cried. I cried. Okay, but I was thrilled, obviously. But yeah, the immediate reaction was just tears.
The justices also let stand a lower court ruling, which struck down California's Proposition 8, a voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage.
Opponents of same-sex marriage are vowing to continue their fight here in California. Rob Shank of the Evangelical Church Alliance reacted outside the Supreme Court.
One thing true about today's court's decisions on marriage: they do not change the biblical or timeless truth of the nature of marriage as between a man and a woman.
Alex Stone, ABC News, San Francisco.
Senate's voted down an attempt to block an immigration bill which would offer eventual U.S. citizenship to millions of people. The 68-30 vote overturns a procedural objection raised by Republicans. Senators are trying to remove the remaining hurdles before a vote on the final bill, which could be as early as tomorrow. The Dow is up 148 points. This is ABC News.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $21.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/product to try any free for 30 days.
One of the largest gun makers is taking aim at some big profits.
We can't protect our children.
After the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School, protesters might have shown up at gun shows, but so did bigger crowds of gun buyers.
Yeah, I see a lot of panic buying.
And while those sales aren't recorded, sales at gun stores are, and they too have surged since Newtown. A record 2.7 million federal background checks in 1 month last December. And Smith & Wesson says it can't keep up with the demand. Sales last year added up to a record of more than $587 million, up nearly 43% from the previous year. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
A military explosives team detonated a suspected mine a diver had discovered last night in the ocean off New Jersey. The device, partially buried in sand at Bayhead Beach, was believed to be a contact mine from either World War I or II, but it wasn't clear if it was live. About 15 homes were evacuated, though, before experts used explosives to blow it up. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's avocado season only at Subway, and it all starts at breakfast. Try the hot and delicious bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado, or add rich, creamy avocado to your favorite breakfast sandwich. It's one tasty addition to any morning. Subway, build your better breakfast.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, only the Ford F-150 can haul more and tow more than any other pickup. For a limited time, just sign and drive off in a new F-150 with no cash due at signing. See your local Ford dealer or visit driveoneohio.com.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
The fake yawns. I've seen them kill 1,000 nights. But they can be prevented by hitting up Taco Bell for fourth meal. All those melty, crunchy, spicy grill tastes and stuff like nachos, quesadillas, and Doritos Locos Tacos will keep everybody going strong until all yawns are real. Fourth meal from Taco Bell. Sometimes you gotta keep the night alive. Sometimes you gotta live mine. Taco Bell is open till 3 a.m. or later. At participating locations, hours may vary. Doritos is the trademark of Frito-Lay North America, Inc. Copyright 2012.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back here afternoon with Tracy and Friends at 7 minutes after the hour of, 9 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock, as we're rounding it down on a Wednesday. Hump day it is. Hey, what day is it? Hey, Mike, tell me, what day is it, Mike? Oh, I know you can hear me. It's hump day, everybody. It's hump day, and here it is. We're here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. And we're talking to you about what's on our mind. We're talking about voting rights, and we got into some white supremacy and all this other stuff. And it is not the deal of what's happening. It's not going to affect you if you get yourself together. Get up and go vote. Most places you can mail your ballot in. It should not affect you making a decision. Just make sure that those who you make a decision to support, no matter what party they are, that you hold them accountable for representing you. That's the problem that we're not getting. That is the problem. That's what we're not getting. You must need to make sure you are represented. I appreciate all my callers, and I got Bonnie and Pianchi still hanging in there. Give us a call here at 330-781-9600 and at 1-347-945-5229 and voice your view. Tell me what you're thinking. Supreme Court struck down DOMA, so now in the eyes of the federal government, marriage is marriage. It doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter. And so now for those that are in the church, there's not much you can really say now except you need to continue to do the work that we were sent to do, and that is to make disciples of all men. Didn't say we're going to be perfect people. We just have to make disciples of all men. But anyway, we're back. Bonnie, Pinocchi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to continue that conversation a little bit more, Jeff, because I think, you know, he made a very good point, and I understand that. But in today, I know that if I've seen someone asked to take a back door to a restaurant, and I did see that about 5 years ago, and the man was white that came to the front door, and I don't want to name the restaurant, but it's out on 422. And
okay.
He wasn't dressed. He was a homeless man. His skin was white. He was dirty. You know, I mean, he had been in the parking lot. And they took him to the back. And my father was with me at the time. And probably was a little bit longer than that. But my father couldn't believe it, that they asked him to please come to the back door. Now, the restaurant gave him some food, and we seen him as we left the parking lot because it bothered my father the entire dinner, and we drove that direction, and he seen him. But I know what he's saying. But in today, like what you're saying, Jeff, 2013, something else is happening, and when you bring up like, and we don't want to get off on the topic about demons, but it is a spiritual thing. I wouldn't allow anyone to do that at a restaurant. I wouldn't. I see more handicapped people being turned down and mistreated in America than I've ever seen before. And you know, like blacks, like Cavino Man, you know, he's very capable of talking about what he wants to say, maybe probably defending himself or even, you know, creating a rally or something like that. But look at the disabled people in America, handicapped people, or senior citizens, if we want to, you know, categorize people, you know, that are disabled in their senior years. Who really speaks
right.
for them, too? You know,
look at veterans.
What about the unborn child? What about the unborn children? You know, who's
look
speaking
at veterans,
to them?
Bonnie.
Excuse me? What was it?
Look at the veterans.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of things that we need to be active about what you're saying, you know, Jeff, that we need to be disciples. So we need to fight for what we believe in. And
what we believe in.
And hold the human race with dignity and honor and that we are creations of God. I mean, and we should be doing that.
Right.
I hear a lot of conversation about it, but I still think if you're voting for people, and you know what I think should be on the ballot, and it'll never happen, but email addresses and stuff where when you place a vote for somebody that's running for a political office, they put their website down there or their address so that you can write them a letter when you don't like what's going on. I really do. You know, we're talking about the technology. Everybody, you know, emails and, you know, does all their things that they do with their gizmos and gadgets. Put an address out there. You know, you really want to help the people. You really want to do the work. I can say, Jeff, that just from talking to you on the phone and at the radio station, if you were put in a political office, you would listen to a handwritten letter. That would touch you. You would try to work something out. I know I would if I was holding a political office and, you know, someone wanted me to represent them. I don't understand how these people get into these political positions and then forget about who really put them there.
Well, they get there
unless
because
it's about money.
Yeah, you're right. They get there because who's paying for their campaign?
Well,
and
there's no doubt about that.
And these special interests. And people just vote.
Yep, local caller,
well,
you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I want to skip around a little. Although, if we go to our Bible, we're told nothing new under the sun until you get to Revelations, how things will escalate.
Mm-hmm.
And, just for a little funny, but it's true. One night, remember Art Bell, Coast to Coast? He had someone on talking about their faces. He could read character by just looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, when I see Pelosi stand up there and say, let's hurry up and pass it, and she bats her eyes so we can know what's in it. And Kerry, when he says, actually I was for it before I was against it. And Bush Sr., who was first talked about New World Order and where we've come today. Like I said, I'm skipping around. But when when I see Clinton sign NAFTA, you know, I used to say, let's stop there a minute. Where's plan A? Where's plan B? There isn't any. Because NAFTA didn't work. Okay, where's plan B and C? We're still waiting and waiting and waiting. But we now know there are no jobs. How am I doing so far? You following
me? Go ahead. I mean, go ahead. You make your point. Because there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And we're in a general malaise period. Look at how our standing is in the world right now. We look like little stupid kids, backward people, and we have been taken down 20 notches from where we were for the past 50 years. I'm sorry that you don't have the Bible says it is a shame for a fool to be in the place of a king. Now, I'm not saying that this man is a fool per se, but it's just saying that for a person that's not qualified to be somewhere, it is a terrible thing for them to be there. When the righteous are seated, the people rejoice. So those are two biblical scriptures that are absolutely true when you look at leadership. That's why I tell people, when you vote for somebody, I'm not trying to tell you don't be a Democrat. I'm not trying to tell you don't be a conservative or don't be anything. But whatever you are, make your representatives represent you. And you know, and when they do, they have to be that. They have to do it. Don't let them do things that work against you. Now, anybody that's a minority that believes in abortion, you've been hoodwinked, because abortion is wiping you and your potential out. Okay? So my thing is, you don't have to put up with that. You can make that be changed. But the thing is, you won't, because you've been convinced, that maybe it's right to kill off our babies. Maybe
it's
okay.
Well, you know, look at the education in inner city schools. It's blacks let that go on. That ain't white folks that's letting that go on. That's black people in those areas that let that. And I'm not saying the blacks that's. See, you got black people that know better. Then you got blacks that's getting used and caught up. I mean, these youngsters, they don't know no better. I know young child that's born wants to be a failure. But they don't realize they're a failure until they're grown and out of the system. But you have African Americans who have the skills and potential to change these things around, but for some reason or other, they won't do it. Then you got politicians that take advantage of the fact that blacks are suffering by getting reelected over and over and over again.
Well, I
know that's a really good point.
You just said that. When I see the White House closed down and 700-some thousand given to Gitmo for soccer field, These are the biggest red flags I ever saw. And people don't have jobs, and then they go to Africa. This is wake-up call, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, believe you me. I'm going. You can call me back. I'm going to get another local line right now. We'll get right back to you. Local caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Jeff, I should tell you, man, I was down the old neighborhood.
Okay.
You know, you used to live on Bernard, right?
Right on the corner.
Yeah, well,
What are you talking about, Steve?
I don't want to describe where your house is at, Jeff. It was right near those, there's like a little hill, so to speak, with those rocks.
Exactly. With a big backyard with a whole lot of woods to it.
Yeah.
In the middle of the city.
Well, it was not.
Yeah,
you
take those rocks and throw it.
Yeah, we did. We had rock fights, believe it or not.
Yeah, you didn't do too far from the park, matter of fact, Jeff.
You might have thought. What are you getting at, Steve?
You know, that was back when we were young guys, Jeff.
Yeah.
Because I used to live right around the corner.
Know where you lived at, right on Hoffman.
You knew my family, huh, Jeff?
I knew you.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Jeff, what I had to say, man, is that,
So you happy about the Supreme Court?
Well,
you gonna go?
I don't care myself.
I was gonna say, are you gonna announce a marriage, some marriage plans or something?
No.
I don't know. See,
I don't put me in with that.
Really?
Jeff.
Why not?
Because I mean, you know,
the Supreme Court said it's okay.
That shows, remember what happened to the Roman government and what caused it to fall.
That's right.
It's going to cause the United States to fall.
You're absolutely correct again.
Jeff, but, maybe I had something in a biblical way to say to you, and I know that...
Just do it. Don't explain.
Okay.
The people you study with or none of that. Go ahead.
Well... y'all was mentioned about the 4 million people who didn't vote. Well, let's try 1 million people who were Jehovah's Witnesses. They didn't vote. And they don't
That's
vote.
That's a good point.
They know who's behind the government. They know who set this government up. And that's God's adversary. And so that's why they do not vote, Jeff. They put faith, their allegiance goes towards God and his kingdom, not towards man, because they feel that God's original purpose was for him to rule, but he allows man to rule because his right to rule was challenged in the Garden of Eden.
Oh,
rebellious spirit. Oh,
you might be right, but I only got 40 seconds.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Jeff, I was just reminiscing about that old neighborhood. Anyway, you take care, Jeff.
It was a good neighborhood in those days.
Yeah, it sure was, Jeff. It sure was.
Very, very solid neighborhood. Mostly good people. We had a few scoundrels, but not.
That was back in the early 70s.
Yes, it was 60s and 70s. You're right.
Well, I lived
here. Yeah,
I'm
past 30, but we got to go. We got to go. You're going to stay in?
Jeff. Take care, buddy.
We'll be right back. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll see you back on the other side.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
PaidAtHome.com won the American Business Award. This is how our listeners are earning from a few hundred to several thousand a month from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. Like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 month one, saw that jump to $5,000 to now over six figures. Your six-figure income coach will show you how to earn that kind of money from home, too. Hurry, they're giving away $1,000 in June at PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. Income not typical. See PaidAtHome.com for income expectation.
This is what your government thinks. Same people that didn't realize a war on terror existed.
Now they're saying it's over.
Somebody tell the terrorists that.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. When you want your morning cup of coffee to come with the latest local and national news, tune to News Talk 600 WSOM every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. The latest news when you need it. And Youngstown's best talk, News Talk 600 WSOM.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Liberals were dominant in the House and Senate and remained so until 1994. Conservatism seemed like a lost movement. Reagan didn't give up. Reagan didn't turn on America. He made the case, came up with an agenda, and met the needs of his time. He won people over.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back. We're back. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends here. 2:27 in the afternoon. Supreme Court day has changed life as we know it forever. Forever in America. So what will the end of this matter be? We talked about the Voting Rights Act and how everybody's so afraid of, you know, getting, not being able to vote now because of the Voting Rights Act. Like, you know, we're going to have, that's had to sick the dogs on and sprayed them down with the hose, the famous sheriff out of the South. I can't think of his name. Pianchi, you're back up. I can't think of that sheriff's name, but thinking that that's what we're going to have now. And, of course he's going to be a Republican. Bull Connor, thank you. Bull Connor is rising again in the South. He's going to stop black people from voting in the South. And it is a done deal. Is white supremacy going all the way? That's what the Covina man has told us. So it has to be true because Covina man, he knows what he's talking about. So,
well, you know, I'm going to tell you. Back in the day, a lot of that did come out of hatred due to the fact that blacks was coming out of slavery. But my goodness, man, we're in 2013. And I have seen political decisions made and try to empower blacks economically. But for some reason or another, they just don't go in that direction. Their leadership don't even push them in that direction. And I keep saying that black leadership, a lot of it, and I'm talking about elected people that blacks vote for, that's black just like them, that's been in office for, you know, decades, they take mm-hmm. advantage of the situation that blacks are in. They take advantage of, and just think about it, if you got somebody that's poor and you are profiting off of their poverty, do you want them to come out of poverty? No, you don't. And I'm not saying that that is the case. It's a complicated issue that can't be defined right and pinpointed and take it and pin it on a board. It's a lot of complexity that go to it. But for one thing, you know, like the things that we consider as being just totally demonic is really not demonic. It's just we just not utilizing the way we should. We're not looking at it in the direction that we should be looking at it. I like this Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it, and I'm not afraid of it either. And I try to suggest to people, you know, you should just be ready for whatever you think is going to be some shenanigans. If you think there's going to be shenanigans, you don't have to put up with it. Okay, you know, you do
you
not
got
have
some
to put
blacks
up
still
with
want busing to continue on, man.
Well, this is my point. You know, it's so convoluted that they don't realize that the left has used the situation to keep you voting for them, and they never give you any type of relief. You never get relief. You're sitting up there with the same problems you had 30 years ago.
They come up with these programs, which should only last a short period of time, but man, they become perpetual. But Jeff, I got to get going, man. I really enjoyed. Time goes fast on your show.
Yeah, it did. It went fast for me today, and this was good. I got into shouting at some things, and I want to say one thing to people that are local Democrats and things like that. I'm not telling you that don't be a Democrat, and I'm not telling you that all Democrats are evil like people say all Republicans are prejudiced. I'm saying that there are things in the party platform that work against black people and minorities. They work against the church, and you don't have to accept that. Tell them to change it. Don't kill your kids off. Don't kill your kids off. You don't have enough now to carry on and to have a heritage of those that did come out of deep, dark slavery in the United States and have risen to great levels to be notable people, to be good people.
In case in point, is public schools in inner cities. There's no reason in the world that public schools in inner cities should be the way they are. There's no reason in the world that blacks themselves. I mean, do you know how hard it is to raise a child in America? Whites don't have time to be raising your children. You got to raise your own children. You got to put those programs in place where your children can succeed. Where if they're having problems with whatever, put the program in place where you can help lift these children up from whatever it is that they're stumbling over. Don't leave it up to these systems, government, and all these other crazy systems, teachers, unions, and on and on and on and on. Jeff, I got to go. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Very well. Appreciate all my callers today. Whoever wants to call in, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. We have some lines open. And here's the bottom line. School choice will help people rise out of their problems, because you don't have to be locked in a school that does not perform. But now, when you don't have a choice, your child has to deal with a non-performing school, and if you didn't have a great education yourself, you're going to have a hard time raising that child's level, especially if you have to work two, maybe even three jobs just to make the ends meet. Mama and daddy working, or just mama taking care of the child. It's a dynamic that is too common. Too common. So why are people against the school choice? They say it's not fair to people. Well, I agree that it's not fair. I believe in Youngstown that they spend more on the inner city schools than, how should I say, let me say it like this. They spend more on the inner city school children than they do on many of the suburb schools. But the suburb schools outperform the inner city ones. Why? That's a question. And I paused a long time on purpose. Why is it that way? It doesn't make sense. You should have better education if you have all of that. Well, this is the reason why, is because inner city schools have more socioeconomic problems than do the suburban schools by reason of those people being more underemployed, single-family households, many, many other situations that you or I would not want to deal with or wouldn't know what to do. My daughter does well. Her cousins do well when they go to school because of the ethics that our families, that means the spouses of the people in my family, that they had. They had ethics. That you were going to learn how to work, you were going to work, you were going to get your school stuff done. And even if you struggle in something, you struggle, but you continued to try to get it together. You won't be sitting back and on the side. You have to get involved. So that's not something that affects my family. But it affects a whole lot of families, and I'm concerned about that. I'm not saying, well, shoot, they just, them dummies, you know, down there, they should just get up and do this and they should just do that. You can't say that to them because they don't know to get up and do whatever. And even if you tell them to get up and do something, they don't know. They don't know what to do or how to get up. So then when you have a situation like that, the Bible says that this judgment to those who afflict the poor, and not only do they afflict the poor, but they prosper off of the poor. Now, those are the people that are using the poor people in this country as their own personal cows. How are they your own personal cows? Well, they're your own personal cows because they're your cheap labor force. They're your personal cows because they're your base politically. And you're sitting up there with a situation where they're using you, but they don't give you relief. And I don't care what side it is and what side you perceive that it is. I'm just going to say it like that. I think it's one thing, and I've told you it a million times, so you know what I think. There has not been one piece of legislation to help poor black people in America. Don't tell me it's the health care thing, because it's not going to be. Because guess what? People can still see who you are, and guess what's going to happen? When they start putting some things out that, about not being able to service, but there'll be 30 people needing to get a procedure, and they're only going to serve 25 because of money. Guess who's going to be on the outside of that? guess who's not going to get serviced? So my point is, you're going to have to do something. You didn't get one bit of legislation, yet you haven't said one word to the man that just flew out of here to go on a $100 million vacation. And you can't even drive out to the lake on the outside of town to go swimming. You don't have enough gas money because the gas is fluctuating so high because he says there's global warming. And he's cutting our production of energy in this country. It's going to hurt you worse than it hurts anybody else because you're on lowest man on the totem pole. And not only that, they brought in some new of you, and they're doing better than you. You need to think about that. Well, I have a team, Jeff. I'm this entitled, and I'm that title. That's you. It's not 40-something percent of the rest of you. It's not even 50-something percent of the rest of you. I think that only about 47-48% of blacks are doing well. The rest of them are living in poverty. That's not to mention the whites that are living in poverty, that are competing with you for jobs and businesses and things like that. You got to wake up. Our representatives are supposed to represent us, not their own ideological interest. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Be right back.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. 17 alleged members of a drug ring operating in northeast Ohio and western Pennsylvania were indicted yesterday. The ringleader is said to be 39-year-old Terrence Tarver. He has been cooperating with investigators since he pleaded guilty to a case earlier this year. The group is accused of selling heroin, marijuana, and cocaine. Youngstown's Board of Education rehired Superintendent Connie Hawthorne yesterday. Hawthorne's salary for the 4 years of his contract will be just over $119,000 a year, or 10% less than he is currently making. Hawthorne says he plans to retire at the end of the contract period. And Governor John Kasich's poll numbers are improving, with the Republican getting his highest rating in a Quinnipiac University poll since he took office. The survey done last weekend suggested 54% of Ohio residents favor Kasich's actions and 49% saying he deserves to be reelected. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling. Because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Where do you find the best-selling brand in Northeast Ohio? At your local Ford dealer. The totally redesigned Fusion. Now just sign and drive away in a new Fusion with no cash due at signing. Visit drive1ohio.com.
Cumulus Radio is seeking a business assistant. This is a full-time position with benefits. Applicants must be computer literate and have a working knowledge of Excel, PowerPoint, and Word. If you can pay strong attention to detail, we're looking for you. A background in broadcast traffic is a plus. Send your resume to Cumulus Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. Attention, Andy Timko. Or email andy.timko@cumulus.com. Cumulus Radio is an equal opportunity employer. The Drucial Financial Report on News Talk 600, Saturdays at 8:30. Bob Druschel discusses investment strategies for today's fast-moving financial markets. That's Saturdays at 8:30 on News Talk 600 WSOM.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their fully loaded 6-inch subs, like the Spicy Italian or Meatball Marinara with all the fresh veggies you love, plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Somebody did give me a message and say it did not strike down the state's rights, the states having the DOMA inside their own state. And the states can define marriage. It's just that once you allow people to be married, you can't go back and then take it back from them. And so, therefore, that's what the Supreme Court ruling meant. And so, therefore, the states in question, or wherever that happened, which was only Prop 8 in California, I believe the other states still have the right to define and vote on marriage as they see it in the state, which is a saving grace for certain states as far as marriage goes and normalcy. I know that you feel like you feel, but it's still not normal. And I understand, but like I say, I'm not your enemy on this, you know, because you're struggling with something that I don't struggle with. So God bless you in it, and I pray that you find salvation in God if you struggle with this particular lifestyle, and with wanting to be, you know, or be with something that it's not natural for you to be with. But it's okay. Like I said, once again, somebody has to be the big person to tell you the truth, and then somebody has to be the big person to love you through who you are anyway without, you know, harming you, but telling you still telling you the truth about what God says about it. And you can choose to reject that if you want. It's fine. And that's your business. Everybody is responsible for their own. Here it is. It's 10 minutes to the hour, 3 o'clock. We're almost done on the hump day. I love that commercial. I love that commercial. But the hump day commercial, Geico does that thing. And I got to give it to them. For that one, because that one was real good, and I love it. I'm gonna try to find it. I love that commercial. Let's see. Bye. Okay, we're gonna see whether we can pull it up. No. Oh well. Give me a call 330-781-9600 and 1-347-945-5229 if you want to get it in see what we can finish up talking about. Tomorrow we're going to have quite a few guests in tomorrow, so we'll be talking about different things in between. I want to talk about the things that have gone on with IRS, things that have gone on with all of the scandals that have happened in D.C. and how you still have some people trying to hold on to make these investigations happen. Mark Rich died out of the country. If you don't remember who Mark Rich was a man that embezzled a lot of money from people, and allegedly did it, but he then ran out of the country and was overseas for the longest. Mark Rich did not ever come to a trial for what he was alleged to have done. And then out of the clear blue, when President Clinton leaves office, he gets a presidential pardon. He hadn't been convicted of anything. So this was very unusual that he would get a pardon. Here it was. There was somebody that orchestrated that pardon. He was the assistant attorney general, which I did not know this story. Eric Holder was in the Clinton administration and facilitated the presidential pardon of Mark Rich for taking all of that money from the people that he had invested money with him. So Eric Holder is getting paid back now, I guess, by being the attorney general, because he did a lot of good maneuvering back then. So we're not messing with somebody that's not smart. We're not messing with somebody that's not smart. We are messing with somebody that knows his way around that office forwards and backwards, and that's why he's been able to stonewall and keep things out. But only we, the people, can change that. Well, he's done an excellent job since he's been in there of stonewalling, covering, and keeping things out. They did not go through the attorney general at that time, and I believe it was a female, and she was livid that they didn't come through her. But he did not. In a Democrat administration. This ought to let you know the difference between progressives, elitist progressives, and regular Democrats. However, Bill Clinton gave the person that, that pardon. So Mark Rich was pardoned, but he still lived where he lived. Why? Was it to escape somebody trying to kill it, or your money goes further in foreign nations? One of the things. But anyway, here's my commercial. I'm going to play it one time just because I like it.
Day it is. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy.
Yeah!
Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right. That's enough of that. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, you know what? I have an instigator in the chat room. I don't know where he/she is from, But I think up in Minnesota is where they're from, and they just tell me all kind of things that, you know, what I'm not and this, that, and other. But they're here every day to do it. That sounds like the devil to me, because the devil doesn't do anything but try to, you know, to make sure he messes you up. That's his whole job, is to get with you and to try to mess your whole day up. But you know what? I rebuke the devil. Oh, no, he says, oh, man, I ain't saying that one, man. You might get bombed. He said to call him the word for, you know, God in Arabic, and I'm not going to do that. He is very wrong with that. And so, but he doesn't believe in God, and he's very, very clear to say this every day, how much God doesn't exist and how much, you know, this doesn't happen. When you have somebody that knows God, you can't tell them that, my man, because whether they are the smartest person in the world or the dumbest person or the best person, the best acting person in the world, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is they know what they know. There was a guy on that got killed in a car accident this morning and then was revived 90 minutes later and lived. And he tells this story that he went to heaven, how he went to heaven, right? What he saw, blah, blah, blah. But here it is. Somebody going to tell him, well, there ain't no God. He's going to look at you like you're a fool because he knows better. He knows what he's experienced. So because you haven't experienced it, you cannot say that it does not exist, because there's many that have. And so, therefore, I understand. You can stick with your not belief if you want, and that's fine. I don't hate you because of it. I feel sorry for you. But you can't just do that. That's why you can't tell me, guys, that all Republicans are prejudiced. Why? Because I'm a Republican. I know Republicans. And they're not all prejudiced. Neither is the whole emphasis of the party. And even though the platform of the Democrat Party is detrimental to blacks, all Democrats are not prejudiced or racist or want to kill all black people. But you have to understand that all over the place, in every party, there are some people that do. And we have to be aware of those things. We can't whitewash everybody because of some that might be among them. I have good friends. Good friends that are Democrats that I would help elect any day. One of my friends that I would help elect any day serves directly under the President of the United States at this time. I think he's a great man. I watched him grow up in church, raised to be just where he's at right now. Knew that was greatness was part of his destiny. He's a Democrat. He's my friend. So all people, I'm not dogging all people. I'm trying to tell you this, that whoever you're going to deal with, you must make them responsible to you. You must have a relationship with them. And you must not just let them willy-nilly be influenced by all the big money that's going to be coming to their hands while they're sitting down there in Washington, D.C. because they will forget you when the dollar bills start flowing. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same bat station. God bless. Love you all.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alving. A pair of historic rulings today on same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court declared a key provision of the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional because it denies legally married gay and lesbian couples some of the same benefits that are offered to heterosexual couples. President Obama took immediate action. ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
Wasting no time, President Obama says he has ordered the Attorney General and all cabinet secretaries to begin reviewing federal statutes which have denied benefits to same-sex couples who legally marry. The president notes in a statement the Supreme Court decision does not in any way affect religious institutions and their definition of marriage.
The justices also let stand a lower court ruling which overturned California's Proposition 8, a voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage. Conservative Christians say they are not happy with either of the rulings, DOMA or Proposition 8.
It would have been better had they had regard for the voters of California that have voted twice to define marriage.